Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world. The latest twist in the seesawing one-day international series between South Africa and Pakistan saw the tourists eventually take a three-wicket win in the fourth match in Durban to level the series at 2-2. They made a flying start, although South Africa recovered to post a score of 234 for 9, and after a poor start themselves, Pakistan almost threw away a winning position before scrambling home with 8 balls to spare. Mohammed Irfan picked up 2 wickets from the first 2 balls of the match, but thanks to AB de Villiers and David Miller, South Africa reached a competitive score, the pair hitting 75 and 67 respectively. In reply, Pakistan lost 3 quick wickets, including that of Mohammed Hafiz obstructing the field, but were revived by a ground record 4th wicket partnership of 154 between Imran Farhat and Misbah-ul-Haq, which set things up, and despite a late rally from the home side, the two teams will go to Benoni for Sunday's decider, all square. Yorkshire batsman Jonathan Bairstow will make his 6th test appearance on Friday after England captain Alistair Cook confirmed he would play in place of the injured Kevin Peterson. Peterson has been ruled out due to the nagging knee injury that has been hampering him all tour, and England have opted to play Bairstow, a specialist batsman, instead of being tempted to play an extra bowler in Chris Wokes, Graham Onions or James Treadwell. Kenya beat Canada by 4 wickets to take their first victory in the 2011-2013 ICC Intercontinental Cup competition in Dubai. They chased down 129 for the loss of 6 wickets on the final day, having established a first innings lead of 50, and then dismissed Canada for 175 in their second innings. Rakesh Patel's century helped Kenya jump up to 5th in the table, although they are a long way behind leaders Ireland. Ireland were also in action today, beating United Arab Emirates by 6 wickets in their one-off 2020 match. UAE made a dreadful start but recovered to make 122 for 9, and Ireland reached their target with 7 balls to spare, Gary Wilson ending a successful tour of the Emirates with 35 not out in 27 balls. And in the other international still going on today, the West Indies have surged past Zimbabwe's first innings score of 175, Chris Gayle making 101, and Shivnarine Chanderpaul also passing 50.